RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Guess who's joining us today?
I know. Marky, you sound very young today.
Oh, my God. Hello, student Jock Aubrey from USC is here today.
Hello. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Wow, it feels so different to be here on a weekday at 6 a.m. Oh, my God. Nobody's here. Just us. But yes, Marky isn't here today, but Aubrey will be keeping us company. So join us till the end of the show.
Exactly. Okay, so today we're going to have an interesting top 10. You know, I thought we might do like, we used to do these like sort of writing exercises-ish.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so today we are doing the top 10 hashtag, and they lived...
Dot, dot, dot.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like, for example, okay, we're all familiar with And They Lived Happily Ever After, but not everyone lives happily ever after.
This is the perfect post-Valentine's Day
right?
topic.
Oh, right? So,
okay, yeah.
Some people end up one way, most people end up another way.
Okay?
So it doesn't always end up the same way. So all you have to do is complete the statement, and they lived... dot, dot, dot.
Mm.
Okay, so for example, may ipis. Okay, for example, and they lived happily ever after, but in the arms of their respective new lovers.
Oh. Not with each other, but with other
not
people.
Not with each other.
And that's the case for some people, like when they meet the love, like what, I don't know, you don't always end up with the love of your life, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you meet someone, you fall in love, it's like your greatest love, but then things just don't work out and you end up like, with
your
other
not,
people.
It's your greatest love, but it's not the love. And it doesn't mean that the one that you ended up with is somebody you love less. But it's more like, kumbaga, mas cinematic lang yung isa.
Cinematic?
Yeah, you know, like, it's like, it's the one that's like, I don't know, written in the stars. But for some reason, they're not the person you're going to end up with.
Sometimes, you know, logistics or, you know, it's
some other factors.
Life. It's not always like about the romance.
Exactly.
Stuff. Right.
Exactly. Another example, and they lived forever wondering how their lives could have been had they ended up together.
Your what ifs.
Your what ifs. Right? I mean, you're not saying that you're going to end up happy, right? You're just saying, I wonder what would have happened.
What if we ended up together?
What if we ended up together? You know? Mm. And when you play that game, you end up with a 101 scenario.
It's a dangerous game to play.
It's a dangerous game.
Especially when you're already with someone else.
Exactly. So,
because then you over-romanticize sometimes, like, that past love of yours.
Right.
Some days, you think, oh, we would have been so happy with, you know, 10 kids and a white picket fence.
And feeling ko pa, that question sometimes comes up. When you're unhappy in your current relationship, you start thinking about, like, all your exes. And what if I chose that person instead?
If I opened this other door, would a new, different, happier world opened up to me? That's a dangerous
thing. What if I text that person?
Oh, no.
Even more dangerous.
No. And another example. And they lived trying but failing to find each other in their new relationships.
Oh. It means hindi ka nakaka-get over.
Hindi ka nakaka-get over, hinahanap niyo yung isa't isa in the people you date after you break up. So it's like, kunyari, super, I don't know, kunyari, super bait nung ex mo. Hinahanap mo yung level na yon in the new people you're dating. But these are different people. You can't find the same traits. Very Adele.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
But you don't always succeed.
Which is why you shouldn't try to look for someone exactly like your ex.
Exactly.
When finding a new partner. Because then, you know, they're never going to measure up.
Kasi minsan, pag kunyari, ayaw mo naman yung ex mo. That's like good riddance. I don't want to find somebody, you know, I don't want to find someone like you. But sometimes, like we said, life tears you apart, but you actually like the person you left behind. So you try to find somebody, a facsimile of the person you broke up with.
And then you wish, sana siya pa rin yung end game.
But, right? Who knows? And another example, and they lived sordid secret lives within their social media perfect marriage. Yung kung ano-anong kalokohan yung ginagawa nila within their, well, on paper, perfect marriage.
But behind the scenes.
Behind closed doors.
You don't know what goes on.
Right?
Things aren't always as they seem.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, we've witnessed some of those couples, like
sometimes,
right? Showbiz couples.
Sometimes we never know. We'll never know.
We'll just hear about the rumors from certain people.
And one last, and they lived happily for a while until he left her for someone younger, and she took most of his money during the divorce.
Oh. Deserve.
Deserve. So, mukhang walang prenup.
Yeah.
Walang prenup yung ganon. So there you go. Like, you know, like you can end this sentence fragment as differently as you want, as creatively as you want. Like I said, you can take it from your own experience or treat it like a writing exercise. Go ahead and send it to us, x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag And They Lived in all your posts.
Go ahead and join us by the text line as well if you've got requests and shout outs. 0961-1367-931. We're on Viber and Telegram. And you can also tweet your requests and shout outs at RX931. It's The Morning Rush, 6:06 in the morning. I'm Hazel Hottie.
I'm Chico Garcia.
And I'm Student Jack Aubrey of UST only on The Monster. Good morning.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX93.1. It's time for tea over coffee. We've got loads from the text line and also from X. Let's start with this. Eminem to co-produce new documentary Stance. Stance will be the opportunity to turn the camera around and ask the audience about being fans, in some cases fanatics. This is a study of the relationship between fan base and artist through the lens of one of Eminem's most fascinating songs and one of the world's most important entertainers. And this is great because obviously the whole Stan thing came from Eminem's song, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But it's so smart of him to actually own and remind everyone that everyone uses the word Stan and like, hello, you got it from my song. If it wasn't for my song, we would still be calling fans fans.
Yeah.
But now everyone calls them stans.
Right, right.
Because of Eminem's songs. Mm-hmm. And there's that, a lot of people don't realize that calling yourself a stan has that sinister undercurrent.
Right.
Which is what Stan did. I mean, the Stan in the song did, which is like...
He was obsessed.
He was obsessed with Eminem, or at least the artist in the song, putting his like pregnant wife in the...
Like he drove him over a bridge.
Over a bridge with his pregnant wife in the trunk.
Uh-huh.
I mean...
Crazy.
Just remember that next time you call yourself a stan.
Right. Yeah, and it's also kind of interesting because like I feel like being a fan has also somehow evolved over the past years. Like now there are people who are... I don't know. I feel like they're a little more possessive. Is possessive the right term of their artists?
They kind of feel entitled.
Right.
Like gatekeeping their artists.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like, wanting people to like their idol, but at the same time, like, not wanting everyone to like their idol. Right. In a weird way.
Yeah. It's
like, pag marami nang may gusto, parang like, ugh, do I have to share you?
I know.
Yeah.
It's just really weird. But in other news, Usher is developing a series based on his music, according to Variety. It's about black love in Atlanta and individuals looking to find a place to call home. The series will explore music, style, sex, romance, and secrets that threaten to tear relationships apart.
Oh, wow.
I think he has like a second wind.
Right?
You know, I mean, like, to be honest, before the whole, you know, Super Bowl halftime thing, parang I've never heard of, I mean, I haven't heard of him in such a long time.
It started before the Super Bowl with his Vegas residency.
I didn't even know that he had a Vegas residency. I mean, that's what I mean. Very, ano siya, out of mind.
Medyo low-key.
Oh, because, like, I haven't heard from him in a while, you know? And then suddenly, like, Super Bowl siya, may Vegas residency.
He just got married.
He just got married, and then now he's developing this show. Like, wow, good job.
Mm. Yeah. Also, Jennifer Lopez actually spent $20 million of her own money to tell her love story with Ben Affleck.
$20 million?
She doesn't care who thinks she's crazy for it. Be it critics, fans, friends, or her own team, and even her husband, Ben Affleck. She's determined to tell her story.
So, like a movie?
Yeah, her love story. But remember when that video came out after Can't Get Enough was released?
Okay.
And we were like, what video? Is this like a movie? Is this like a music video for one of the songs? So it's a musical film called This Is Me Now, A Love Story. And it's coming out February 27.
Oh, soon.
Soon, yeah.
More days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is going to be so juicy.
We'll see.
It's going to be a train wreck.
I love how that was the immediate response.
$20 million?
Oh,
good thing she has a lot of money. Let's just say that.
No, I think it's going to be like a camp classic.
I think so too.
Like, you can't take it seriously, but I hope that's how it turns out. Like it's not serious. Kumbaga sa ano, dog show. Yung parang like,
ito dog show.
Ayaw nyo ako, ha? Oh, sige. I'm going to inflict myself on you.
My love story.
And my love story. And it's going to be like so camp and so tongue-in-cheek. And I hope that's how it turns out.
We'll see.
Yeah, because it's not going to be a Moulin Rouge. It's not going to be, you know, a Chicago. It's going to be like more in the vein of Glitter. Pero kasi Glitter parang
medyo, it's not her story.
Medyo
tinigbak
siya eh, diba? Ito parang like, I want her to own it.
No, and this one, like, legit. As in, like, it's about her romance with Ben Affleck. It's so specific,
pero,
too.
What makes it so strange, it's a musical.
Ooh, she gonna be singing!
And hopefully, like its namesake, that we can't look away from the train wreck. Like, when you see a train wreck, it's like, look, the train got derailed.
Oh,
and you can't
God.
Look away. Medyo ganon, hopefully, that people understand that it's kalokohan, but they're enjoying the process. They're enjoying the ride.
Will she invite Ayo Adebiri to the premiere? I wonder. I mean, I think they're okay now after the whole SNL thing. But yeah, according to J-Lo, there were also reports about what happened. Ayo was in tears. Like, she apologized for all the stuff she said prior to, you know, the SNL thing. Like, years ago on a podcast when she shaded J-Lo.
You know, if I were TMZ, I would badger Mariah Carey and ask her what she thinks.
She's too busy because in other news, come Friday, actually that's tomorrow, Ariana Grande will be releasing a remix to Yes And with Mariah Carey. They actually changed like their Insta profile, like profile photo, and also the About Me part.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's because they're releasing something new tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah. Pwede niya isagot yun pag tinanong. Hey, have you heard? J-Lo is making a musical about her love story with Ben Affleck. Sasagot ni Mariah Carey. Yes.
And? It's going to be the new response. I don't know her.
It's relevant to me because...
I care because...
Yes.
Yeah. But we also have some tea on Kanye.
Oh my gosh, right. Okay, so you know how people are saying that Taylor apparently booted him in the Super Bowl? Like, escorted him out? Is that the right term?
Yeah. So,
right.
So, according to somebody.
According to somebody. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But at the same time, Kanye was like, no, this is not, like, this is not true. It's completely fabricated rumor. But for some reason, I'm not so sure if I could.
Because when I was reading, when I was reading the comments about the tweet, people were saying like, "Oh, it happened." So I was thinking, because if it didn't happen, why wouldn't Kanye say that it happened? You know, to put Taylor in a bad light. But right. Then I was thinking, there's also pride. Parang nakakahiya kung totoo. I mean, if it were true, right?
Yeah.
That Taylor was able to do that, if it were true. But again, like we said, his camp denied it. So it's up to you if you want to believe it or not.
Well, there were also reports that he's being shunned by the Hollywood elite. And
well,
like, reports about Leonardo DiCaprio kind of not really making him pansin.
Yeah.
Like, giving him the cold shoulder. The cold
like, pinansin pero hindi pinansin.
There was like no interaction whatsoever, yes. According to some sources. And they were buddies at some point.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
That's interesting.
But yeah. Oh my gosh, Kanye.
Or maybe.
Exactly.
Or maybe Leo just doesn't want to talk to Kanye because he's above 25 years old.
you went there.
Who knows?
And it's also so funny because the Kardashians released photos from like their box. Because
yeah.
People were saying, yes. Oh, their box was such a bore compared to Taylor's. It was like, you know, yeah. So action packed. And everybody was just so like, into it.
But then,
yeah, because there was like a snap of the Kardashians area and they were just like watching, looking bored the whole time. But apparently not.
So they showed my party photos.
Yes. Oh. We were having fun too. Yeah.
And you know, like, wala lang. You know, each celebrity has their own box.
Uh-huh.
Filled with other celebrities, mm-hmm, while watching, mm-hmm, the biggest show on the planet. Wala
the
lang.
Life.
Ganun lang.
Oh my gosh.
The lives of the rich and famous.
But there you go. That's all the tea we have for you today. If you want to sound off, you can do that via X at RX931 or the text line 0961-1367-931. Yeah, Manila's hottest Monster RX93.1.
Monster RX93.1. And let's start off with some greets.
Checking out the text line 0961-1367-931. Good morning to Kakai, who says, wow, 5:59 start.
Of course.
Well, duh. Hello to Bon Voyage, and also good morning to Mar. Hello to Gav. Good morning to Gav's mom. Also saying hello to Mommy Kathy, who says, I want to say thank you to my fiance, Ralph. He gave me a Funko Pop of Jimin yesterday.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you for always knowing what brings joy to my heart. I love you, says Mommy Kathy. How sweet.
Oh, that's cool.
Hello to John Paolo. And John Paolo says, a surprise to hear a student chalk on TMR.
I know.
Of course. Yes, and if you're wondering, that's Aubrey from UST.
Hi.
And John Paolo asks, since yesterday was Valentine's Day, did you try to play Flames when you were younger?
Oh, wow. Flames brings back so much memories. Wow.
You did?
Yeah.
You did Flames too?
I did.
So, uso rin pala sa inyo.
It was all over the back of our notebooks. Like, there was Flames. There was, like, MASH, I think.
You know, it's so weird for us. Kasi ano, like for example, for radio DJs. So when doing like Flames with tapos celeb kunyari.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do
your on-air name?
Radio name, celebrity name? Do you do real name? Do you do isang fake name, real name?
But for me, it's always real name, real name.
Tapos yeah. Ano pa, when you say real name, like for example, for me, do you use nickname or do you use like birth certificate?
No, birth name.
No, you go with the birth name.
Yeah, it has to be like your full name.
Oh, are these rules? Are these actual rules?
I just feel like that's your legit name. Yeah. So that's what you use.
It feels most authentic that way.
Yeah.
Well, plus, ang hirap rin eh. Like sometimes, for example, celebrity. You want to do like flames. Hanapin mo pa yung totoong name nila.
It's on Wikipedia.
Oh, is it really there?
Yeah. Most of the time.
Okay.
You can see like the full name.
Right, and sometimes, well, I don't know if this was done before, but what I would do is I would get the name that has the most desired result out of flames.
That's what you'd go with.
So try mo yung full name, try mo yung nickname.
Well, right, and whatever works.
Yeah. And you go, I am coming.
Imagine though, if you had a crush on someone like Dikembe Mutombo. From the NBA back in the day.
Oh,
wow.
Look him up. Okay. Mutombo. Look for his full name.
Oh, it's
because long. Imagine if... he has one of the longest names ever.
Mutombo. Full name. Full
Oh, name. My God. Right? Imagine playing Flames using his name.
Dikembe Mutombo Mupolondo Mukamba Jean-Jacques Wamutombo.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow!
So long! Diba?
Oh, that is like, that is insane.
Yeah,
and I like, alam mo yung merong Dikembe Mutombo Mapalondo Mukamba Jean-Jacques Wamutombo.
Sing it yung Jean-Jacques.
I like that Jean-Jacques.
Diba?
Ang ganda.
But yeah, maybe that's why he just went with Dikembe Mutombo, like all his career.
Well, meron din si ano, Hakim... Hakim Abdul Olajuwon lang pala yun.
Not too bad.
Not too long. Not too
long. Yeah. But if it's that long, my gosh, crazy.
I still like that Irish town name.
Irish?
That weirdo name. That Irish.
Oh, wait. I think I know what you mean. It's like the long...
Town, long name. That ayun, yung... Mo khirshnash idir da shay... Never mind.
There's one in Welsh. It's like Llanfair.
Ayun, that one. Sorry, Welsh.
Oh. It's Welsh. It's 58 letters, and honestly, at first glance, it looks like the main keyboard smash.
Yeah.
Like long Welsh town name. Several celebrities, I think,
are from there.
See, Blackbird. A big bird. Blackbird, big bird.
Blackbird. Sana, big bird. The one you like.
Taron Egerton.
Yes. The show is called Blackbird.
Yeah, he has like a video of him saying it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then... Ito. Okay, here's one on YouTube.
All right. Frost in temperature across the UK, just 12 degrees over coastal parts of eastern England with cloudy skies, but in the sunshine in northwest Wales at RAF Mona, just up the road from Llanfair Pwllgwyng, it'll go get a quindrobl, Llantysilio go go go.
I got go go go.
Go go go.
Go go go.
That's a
good one. Go. Yeah, that's what I got.
It's
yeah.
That difficult.
Wow.
Ang haba-haba nung name.
It's like gibberish. That's
it's
crazy.
Almost like a joke. Tapos yeah. Parang si, I think si ano rin, Luke Evans can also say it. Taron Egerton can say it. And in talk shows, they have said it. Aliu.
My gosh. Would you like to visit that place? Kung nandun si Luke, tapos nandun din si Taron?
Sabay, like, sige.
I mean, if you want to show me around, go for
yeah.
it.
And lalo na pag sila nagsabi, like it's really nice.
It's crazy though. Paano po pag ang requirements? Yeah, I'll show you around, Chico, but you have to be able to say it correctly.
Oh, you want to hear them say it? Because it's nicer when they say it.
Sige.
Okay, go.
They have like a Welsh off. Because they're both Welsh, apparently.
Oh.
Not just British. Okay.
Now, if you really want me
Yeah, because I'm so excited.
You know, this is Taryn.
I've been trying for 4 months to say that. I can't say. Come on.
It requires some vocal warm up. So.
Taryn, can I ask you not to do that thing with your lips again?
No. Oh, Taryn.
Do it again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, that's what you missed in
Cardigan Bay. Say it already.
Ich kann bald ich gerne ich kann Cecilio go go go.
Wow, that,
come on. Oh my god.
Without stuttering.
Right?
My goodness.
Well, they are Welsh. It's
that
like
is true.
Okay, you're Filipino. Can you say Caloocan?
Hinlugang tatak.
Hinlugang tatak. Nakakapagpapagabag.
I mean, when they hear it also, they probably feel the same way, right?
Right.
Sabi
but
apparently ends,
they can say it.
If you can say it correctly, granted ang passport mo.
Ay, grab. It's even worse than our showbiz trivia.
Passport questions,
right?
Ay, dako. Hello to Klang, and Klang says, good morning to the TMR host. About to take a quick morning run. Oh, take care. Requesting for a birthday blend from my boy, my BFF Coco, who celebrated her birthday last Feb 12. They went to a Poshin Project, an animal shelter in Bulacan, to celebrate with furry friends. They donated
so
some stuff
sweet.
As well. Oh, that's very cute.
That's really sweet. And I love, like, you know, sometimes even if you're not adopting, if you just visit and spend time with them.
Yeah.
Because, right. Like, the volunteers naman can only do so much then. But yung to spend cuddle time.
I know.
Play time. Because they don't get that. So.
They have a pause for Valentine's
yes.
Day. And until like today and
I
tomorrow,
think so.
I think
you can
book.
Just spend time with them.
But it has to be like, you have to book.
You have to book them.
I remember yesterday morning, I think they were full already,
yeah.
fully booked.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you are interested, check out their Instagram. But anyway, you know what's also sweet? Sa text ni Klang, sabi niya also, pasend naman your QR code to so I can top up as my post-fee day treat.
Oh my gosh. Oh, please.
Oh, okay, so let's
thank
do the birthday
okay,
blend
okay, okay.
for Coco. Aubrey, you want to start it? Oh my, here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Coco.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Coco.
Happy birthday.
And thanks in advance, Klang. Good morning to Jean and Mika. Juice Blank. And Juice Blank sent us the photo of the Chucky Taylor.
Yeah.
Like,
mashup.
Yeah. It's really freaky. Hello to Advent Choi. And sabi ni Advent Choi, Chico, sino yung nasa post mo sa ano, Chili's?
Mga friends ko. Mga friends ko nga. Ikaw nandun ka.
Oo nga. Exactly.
Et cetera.
Friends, etc.
Friends.
Check out the video. Very nice. The real. Hello to Jody Claude, to Lott, who says, hello, SJ Aubrey.
Oh, hello, Tita Lott.
Hi to... Oh, that's your tita.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Hello, Tita Lott.
Hi to Coach Nick. Hello to Renz again, to Mimi Q. And Mimi Q says, top of the morning, Russia. So we survived. Doomsday yesterday. Kevin, when you
Doomsday.
Hello to your bubby, Dr. Sunny Jason. And good morning to Max in the Winter, who sent us a photo, a screenshot of John Bon Jovi's Insta post. Sabi niya, good morning sa lahat maliban kay Dorothea. Kasi si John Bon Jovi posted, happy Valentine's Day to my longtime love. And I guess that's Dorothea.
Dorothea yung
pangalan. Yeah. Wow. Butter Baby says hello to the UP Dragon Boat team. We also have IC Abanez. Thank you for tuning in. Coco Hernandez says, oy, birthday ko. Tumanda ko ulit. Hindi pala siya. Ibang Coco. Because we read it at Coco. Ang labo nito si Coco. Oh, man. Hello to
Coco
the PLDT rushers. And he says, I'm the same Coco Hernandez you see in the office. You all at NatCon today. Ho DH says, kumusta naman ang dinner mo kagabi, Hazel?
sayang may dumating na extra person. That wasn't last night.
Yeah. Oo. Nagkataon lang Valentine's.
Ano pa yun? Last week. Yeah. A lot of Buesti, join me.
Join me. Oh, gusto niyo pa ano? Sabi niya, dyan ba tayo, bestie?
Oo nga eh. Sabi niya, miss niya na daw. Wala na daw kasing chilies in SG.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello to Juice Blank and... Richard says, just want to greet my roomie, Tonying. Na-surprise kami kasi nag-resign na siya.
Okay.
Well, hello, Tonying, and hello, Richard. And that's it for the text line for now. How about on X?
All right. On X, we do have a lot.
Yes, Marky. Si Marky ganyan. Si Marky lagi. Okay. So, over on X.
It's this seat. I think it's this seat. Right. Oh my gosh. On X, we do have a lot of submissions for the top 10. Maybe.
But for greets.
For greets. Hold on. All I'm seeing are the top 10. I think they have...
RX greets.
RX greets. Right. You have to click on RX greets.
There you go. Okay, while you do that, hello, Edward Villona, who says, good morning and happy Thursday, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. More from the text line in a bit, so you can text us 0961-1367-931.
All right. I found the RX greets. Here we go. Saying hello to Juice Blank, who says, good morning, guys, and to all the rushers. Nahirap maglakad.
Ay. Kasi kumain eh. Tapos baka may uric
busog
acid.
Busog pa. Sumakit yung knees or whatever. Joints.
Ganun.
Mm-hmm. All right. To Four Leaf Clover, who says, please greet my siblings RM and Grace, and belated happy birthday to our dog in heaven, Buchoy. Listening from Sogipo, Jeju. Wow. All the way from Jeju.
Wow.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
Cool.
I want to go. All right. Also, saying hello to Prince Dense, who says, happy Valentine's Day. 15 days till leap day 2024. Right, it's a leap year.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh my gosh. Very special year. Also, saying hello to Archery Aguilar, who says, hello, good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day.
Hello.
All right. And that is it for X.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And they lived. And thank you. We're trending number 3 in the Philippines.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yay.
All right. So let's start off with Al Macchiato.
Number 10.
And they lived happily ever after, oceans away from nosy and judgmental relatives.
Ugh, when you can't stand those, yeah. You just move somewhere far, far away.
Parang it's like a fresh new start.
Right.
You know, yeah.
And, you know, you can maintain a relationship with them naman, but they're just not constantly in your ear.
Yeah.
Diba?
You know, I'm watching this show now. I'll do this for watch list tomorrow. But there's a part there that really made me think. Because I'm watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Ah!
Okay.
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, yeah.
And they're secret agents. Parang ganun.
Mm-hmm. It's like the movie.
But there's a part there where when they were being recruited, they were asked, are you willing to leave your past life? Like, you will start over as a completely new person. So you will be disallowed to talk to anyone from your past.
Oof.
Like, forever.
Like, it's a complete reset.
Like, until you die. You can't talk to your parents. You can't talk to your siblings, your friends.
Oh, wow.
You're like, as in, you will be dead to them.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't know how I can do that for any amount.
Well,
that's tough.
And usually,
unless you're running away from something.
But usually they approach people na medyo wala na masyadong connections other people in their current lives. But
it is a weakness.
For
a lot of people. For that line of work. Kunyari, you're like a CIA agent or whatever. Parang it is a weakness because they can hit you where it hurts, which is your loved ones. That's why mostly when you do these things, they create a new life for you, a new identity, with no attachments.
Mm.
So, wala lang. Napaisip lang ako na parang like, wow, that's intense.
It's intense. But at least in this case, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, at least you have your partner with you.
Yeah, but yeah, that's not even like your partner. Yeah, partner. Like, that's like your work partner.
Yeah, because like I can't even imagine. Say you get placed in that situation, you accidentally run into your parents. What are you gonna do?
I know, right?
Oh, you hide.
You hide.
So they don't you see
hide.
You.
You hide. Yeah.
You know those comically things where you hide behind a post whenever you see
them. Well, lang kasi yung one character, yeah. Si Mrs. Smith, was like, wait, so let me see if I got you right. You're going to pay me to never talk to my father again? Where do I sign up?
Oh, no. Oh, I thought he was like, are you serious?
No. No.
Where do I sign
so
up?
Where do I sign
the
up?
Opportunity. She took it.
No. Oh, my gosh. And for Mike Ferrer.
Number nine.
And they lived happily for one day bago nalaman ng legit na jowa ang kanilang mga pinaggagagawa.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, my!
Lasted for a day.
Well, I mean, that's when you make a choice, diba? Do you stay with a new person or do you go back to your jowa?
Exactly.
Oh, right.
And from Tampupu.
Number eight.
And they lived happily ever after, not caring about how society views the kind of relationship they have. Like, if it's a kind of relationship that society frowns upon,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe it's a gay relationship. Maybe it's a non-married relationship.
Non-traditional relationship.
Maybe it's a non-traditional
maybe,
relationship.
Maybe, I know, from couple to throuple.
Maybe
your
it's...
situation.
No, let's not include that. maybe...
Oh,
maybe it's one of those yung hindi allowed sa religion.
Oh,
you know,
right.
You know, like, di ba some religions, they're like, you can only marry somebody from our own belief group.
Mm-hmm.
Mga ganon. So it could be any one of those.
Society who?
Right.
Ganon.
I don't know her. And from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number seven.
And they lived with five kids in a house full of chaos, but they wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh,
that's sweet.
You know what? It's true. Like, whatever floats your boat. So if it's kids, no matter how chaotic your life has become, if you love your children,
yeah,
you thrive. Right. I mean, you complain, but you thrive. You know, same with us, because kami naman, instead of kids, make it like cats and dogs. We have a lot. currently, we have four dogs and we have six cats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it can be a handful, and some days you're really like, you're just like neck deep in fur. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm. Those are like
because
problems
I love them.
That you're willing to face.
Exactly. Because you love them, you know. Same thing with families. Kahit na nga hindi kids.
Yeah.
Kunyari, ang dami yung magkakapatid. Ang gulo-gulo lagi sa bahay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want to like, you know, finish your homework or do your like, or just have some chill time. But you can't because ang gulo-gulo. Mm-hmm. That's your family, you know, and you're happy. Coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number six.
And they lived as if they were strangers, as if what they shared, what they experienced together was but a fever dream.
I think that is so sad.
That is so sad.
So sad.
Some days you've become so estranged that some days you have to think,
Did that even happen?
We're so apart right now that I can't imagine there was a time when we were together.
And it's like you look at them now and you don't recognize them.
Yeah, like
because,
who are you?
Like maybe so many things happened to both of you now while you were apart and you're like, my gosh, did I dream that? Like whatever happened between us?
Wow.
Like so much space.
You know what? Even more. If it was a secret relationship.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, not a lot of people knew or maybe no one knew but the two of you. Tapos, biglang, you break up and suddenly, wala namang nakakaalam na your exes and you don't have a relationship anymore. I can just imagine how crazy that would seem.
Kasi obviously, gets ko yung magbe-break kayo. Tapos parang like, you know, like, for reasons that, you know, it just got too much. Pero yung alam mo pa rin na this is somebody I used to love. I remember how it felt. Mm. I know why I fell in love with this person. Hindi yung to the point na sino yan? bakit ako na in love dyan sa taong yan?
Yeah.
That's sad. That's really sad. And coming from Adventure.
Number five.
And they lived together long enough, to come to the conclusion that they're not meant to be.
Aww.
Yeah. You know what? If you come to the conclusion early enough, it's not as tragic as pag meron ng collateral damage.
Because you can bounce back easily.
Tsaka right. Sometimes you have kids na. Yeah. And by the time you realize that you're not meant to be, sa inyo, that's, you know, it's just a relationship ending. To like your kids, it's like their world ending. Like it's not even a concept that's available to them until it happens.
Definitely. But like,
they always feel like, oh no, these people will stay together forever.
Yeah.
So it's like a world changing thing for them.
Yeah, but sometimes I think it's a harsh truth that there really are some people, like it really takes time before you actually realize, maybe this really wasn't meant to be.
Because you try your best.
True.
You try even
sometimes
when,
you lie to yourself even
when the truth starts rearing its ugly head.
Even if it's like you're like, right, if you're out of your denial.
I don't want to see it. It's, there's a way to work around this. We can still be together forever.
Yeah. Ugh. Then you get hit with the slap of reality.
Exactly. And from Maxim the Winter.
Number four.
This is the perfect example. It doesn't always have to be about relationships. As long as you can complete the statement. So Maxim the Winter says, and they lived without ever living. Just working and working, paycheck to paycheck, without taking time to actually enjoy life.
That's not the way to live.
This is so sad.
Don't do that.
And I understand if you don't have a choice. Because it means that it's not like you want to enjoy life, but you know,
that's
food,
just the hand you were dealt.
Achaka, food takes precedence over everything else, and shelter, and you know, study. So, medyo pag medyo talagang nasa ganong level ka ng financial struggle, I understand that you don't have time to live life. Minsan kasi, you actually can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that people are so submerged, immersed in their career.
Or yun nga, yung parang you're saving up for the future.
You're always saving
up for
the future.
And you're always thinking about the future. And who knows, that future may never come.
Exactly.
Right. So you have to live in the moment too.
So dapat ano, tas hindi rin naman healthy yung in palang out na agad. Kasi masyado ka namang nage-enjoy. And you know, you have to find that healthy middle.
Yeah.
That healthy balance between saving up and working hard and also enjoying the life that you're working for.
Yep.
Very that.
From Dr. Quack Quack.
Number three.
And they lived forever in a rat race without financial freedom just because they never accepted my coffee invitation when I invited them. So if you want a lucrative passive income, 7-digit passive income, tara, coffee tayo. Dalhin ko yung laptop ko. We've heard that story before.
Kaya maraming napapayes eh.
Oh, it's so tempting naman kasi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've actually talked to somebody who was into that.
Mm.
Yun, that's part of the ano talaga.
The cell.
It's really part of the cell. And they are instructed to go there. Yung, isn't it a fantasy to like never have to work a day in your life? That's really the sell.
Yep.
Because that's what we all want. Not have to wake up early in the morning, go through traffic, work for like, you know, a boss you don't like. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that nightmare scenario that, you know, you try to avoid and you dangle a carrot.
And imagine, a lot of people take it.
Imagine waking up at 9 a.m., and you wake up and the money's just coming in.
Woo! Woo! You don't even do anything. But well, you know, I mean, of course, not that specifically, but they say talaga passive income is the best.
For example.
Even while you're currently working.
Yung none that. For example, you earn enough to put up an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have tenants. literally, that's, you're not doing anything, and every month you'll get a big lump sum of
right.
Imagine mo, kunyari, 25k per unit, and you have 4 units. That's like 100k, just like that.
So how does it feel, Chico? How does that feel?
Pero, di ba, ganun lang yun. Ganun lang yun.
Yeah, so, that's why, you know, investments talaga, that's always that like a good idea.
Actually, if you have like a lot, you don't even have to build anything. Yung mga money market, yeah, mga time deposit, mga ganyan. Oh my gosh, like you just, it just goes in. Collect ka lang ng collect every month.
Mm.
And from Juice Blank.
Number two.
This is probably the most bizarre of all our entries. And they lived happily ever after burying the corpse in an unmarked pile of dirt behind her father's house.
What? Hold on. Backtrack. Marrying a corpse?
Burying.
Oh, burying.
Oh, did I hear marrying a corpse? Kaya I was like, what? What in the necrophilia is going on?
What
Frankenstein?
You hear what you want
no,
to hear?
No, we both heard it. That's what you said.
And they lived happily ever after burying the corpse in an unmarked pile of dirt behind her father's house.
Okay, now that was
why
clarified.
Why would you marry a corpse?
That's what we heard.
Well, you said it was bizarre.
This is bizarre.
I mean, that's less bizarre than marrying.
That's just sick.
Gross.
My gosh. You watch too many true crime shows.
Oh my God.
Alam mo, Rika and Rika too. Ang hiling niya, di ba, sa mga ganyan.
Oh, my goodness.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
And they lived comes from Tampupu.
Tampupu says,
and they lived not with their totgas, but with their respective tots. The one that stayed.
Oh, that's what it means.
Kasi ba totga, the one that got away.
Uh-huh. Right.
But obviously, you're not with them kasi nga, they got away, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with their tots, the one that stayed.
Hmm.
Aww.
That's nice.
That's cute.
Yeah. It's a decision talaga that you make. You know, if
it is,
you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, then you stay with them.
And for me, I'm not even going to compete with the totgas out there. You shouldn't, because of course you're going to be put on a pedestal. Of course you're going to think that the totgas are perfect because they got away.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They didn't stay long enough for them to face all the problems
and to be
the
scrutinized.
Will face. Yeah.
True.
And you never gave them enough time to scrutinize all of your flaws and all of your. Yung akala mo lang perfect, pero kung nyari siya, yung nakatuluyan mo, makikita mo na, ay, ganito pala siya, ay, ganito pala siya, ay, ganito pala
siya. You idealize kasi the one that got away.
So for me, the tots don't have anything to worry about from the totgas. That's a given already, that they're idealized.
Yeah.
And you don't have to compete with something that is not real.
Right. I mean, it's great if they, you know, stayed away. Alam mo yun.
That is true.
But what if they came back?
Kung kunyari, ano siya, tots na. The one that stayed nearby.
Oh, ali-aligid pa rin.
Yung maali-aligid.
Yeah.
Yung hindi siya nag-get away, pero hindi rin siya nag-stay, pero nandun lang siya sa tabi-tabi.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. I don't know how I would feel if I were the tots.
Tossed. The one sa tabi-tabi.
Tossed. Delikado pag may tossed.
Diba? Yung the one sa tabi-tabi. Kasi,
they can come back at any point.
And the awful thing about this is they don't want to be in a relationship with you, but they like stringing you along.
Ugh. Like they don't want you to move on.
They don't want you to move
on. And find someone new.
Yeah.
Because they enjoy knowing that
you're hung up on
them. So, yeah, into them.
Yeah. Lodi. Alam ko yung isip mo. Lodi. So, there you go. and they lived. We do have another batch coming up, but when we come back, we will be on TikTok Live.
That's right, so join us over there at RX931 on TikTok, only on The Monster.
Freaky, geeky, cheeky.
Monster, RX93.1. Just a quick, freaky, geeky, cheeky news bit for you guys. Fantastic Four.
Oh, whoa, exciting.
That's happening. And they revealed the new cast. You got Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and Eben Moss Backrack as Ben Grimm.
Oh, the cast. I mean, this has probably one of the most, alam mo yung people were, have been guessing for so long. Like, ang dami na mga fake news about nakast na sila ganito. And there were a couple that came out before.
Yeah.
Parang mali-mali lahat ng mga guesses. And this is the final.
This is
final,
official.
Final official cast. And I could not be happier. I am so happy about this cast.
I mean, Pedro and Eben, really? Yes.
In one?
Yes and yes.
Hi.
Well, I'm not that familiar with the other
Vanessa
two,
Kirby
Vanessa Kirby
and
Joseph Quinn.
Joseph Quinn.
Although we Googled, of course, and Vanessa Kirby was in Mission Impossible.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was amazing there, TBH. But ang hirap kasi dun ko lang siya kilala.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I was more familiar with her body of work.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with Joe Quinn.
Who was in Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. But yeah, that is very promising.
I know.
And I love how it's like, it's mixed. You got some obvious choices, like really popular stars, and then also taking a gamble with newer stars.
Mm. Right, right.
I like that combination because it's not all star-studded, but at the same time, di naman puro unknowns.
And I'm excited to see both Pedro and Eben in the big screen.
Yes.
Kasi we know them, of course, from, well, most people would know them from their TV series.
Exactly.
The Bear and The Last of Us.
Last of Us, Game of Thrones. Ah, Game of Thrones then.
Yeah.
So, very interesting cast. I mean, very well thought of. Amazing actors. I'm really hopeful about this. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too.
I'm just really excited that they're bringing back the Fantastic Four to the Marvel Cinematic Universe
this
as well.
This will be the third version of the Fantastic Four. Do have been disastrous. So, I really hope they get it right. Finally.
Right.
To give us the Fantastic Four that we
deserve.
I mean, like for example, the previous one, Sila Miles Teller. On paper, it was good. The cast was amazing.
Mm.
It just didn't happen.
And the OG one with Chris Evans.
The OG one with Chris Evans, who was the perfect Johnny Storm, TBH. But became an even better Captain America. But yeah, like, go, Marvel. Go and make an amazing movie. Because, it's one of those things where you just want them to succeed.
Because
want to be able to enjoy the film the way you've dreamed of.
Yeah. We're just looking forward to it.
Oh, please make it great.
And in other news, the first teaser trailer for Joker drops in April. So just a couple months away.
Teaser pa lang yun.
Teaser trailer.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. Looking forward to it as well. But anyway, there you go. That's Freaky, Geeky, Cheeky for you. We'll do more of the top 10. Also, the morning crush in just a few. And we'll go live on TikTok. So we'll see you there at RX931.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on TikTok.
Join us at RX931 on TikTok. You've got Chico, Hazel, and Student Jock Aubrey with us today.
Woohoo!
Let's say good morning to everybody on TikTok, like La Laguna, Lily, Rapulicious, Tim Lopez, Ramanus. Hello to Capsicum29. Hello to MickMick21. Caleb Druman wants to give a shout out to Kent in Toronto. Hi to Enzo and to Lily again. Hello to Eric as well, Jeffrey Marcos, hello to Boy Bawang, and what's up to Rocky and YY, Mrs. Bond, good morning Grizel and DJ, what's up to Corey from from Melbourne. Hello to CJ Cove. Hi to Judy. And good morning, Wilhelmina. Hello to Terrence. And yeah, everybody else joining us on TikTok. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Rush. We're also checking out the text line. Good morning to Ronaldo Quino, Lilo Boy. Yon Tifian says, happy Thursday. Almost the weekend. Yes, we're so excited. Hi to Rovi, who says, Vanessa Kirby was also in The Crown as Princess Margaret.
Yes! Oh, that's okay. Where I know her!
There you go.
That's where I know her. Yes.
Hello to Aryan.
Oh, I love her already.
Aryan, good morning to... Aryan asks, have you seen the Valentine's picture ni Barry Keoghan? Are you talking about the bubble thing? Oh my gosh.
Yes. Barry.
We've seen it. All right. Hello to Klang. Good morning to Mayi. Mayi says hello to her besties, Pau and Jean. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hi to PNXPE or Peh. Hello to your office crush, Cheska. Also, sabi niya, sakto Valentine's kahapon, may excuse to give her a V-Day token.
Oh. Mm. Nice.
Hi to Mayo. Episode 3 na ako sa Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Ganda.
Ganda. Ako too. Episode 2.
Hi to Advent Choi. And hello to, hold on, Cyril. Good morning to Paula May and to former Sanchez. Also, Kath, Amara, Amber, and Sophia. And hello to Krister as well, who says, Himala, may student truck kayan sa booth.
I know, right?
And good morning to Kuya Anthony and Mama Juvie and Happy Pill from Krister. Siya yung bumate.
Okay.
Okay, so hi, Archer. Okay, I think this is you, Aubrey, right?
Is it? I'm still finding out how to join the TikTok
I sent an
live.
Invite. Did you receive it?
Yay!
Oh, there you go.
Hula lang. Hula hula.
But, yes. Okay, so Aubrey will also be joining us on our TikTok live. Hello to Mitch Chop. Hi to Kayla. Hi to Jay Cole. Deej the Lion says, hanggang ngayon, naiisip ko yung dessert nyo. Sa chilies, mukhang masarap talaga. It's actually my favorite. That's what I always order. But you can't finish it on your own because it's too big.
I really like the one na yung different colors.
Mm.
That one. We had two, remember?
Yes.
I like the other one. Like that one was my favorite.
The one that I ordered.
The one that you ordered. Mm. Oh, that was so good.
Yes.
I couldn't stop. Did you notice? Like, tapos na kayong lahat. Mm. I just kept getting because I couldn't, like...
You know my favorite part of that? The crust. The crust.
Everything.
Chef's kiss. Ang sarap talaga.
It's just a little crust.
Wait. Kinakanta ko nga siya the whole time.
The entire time.
But I wasn't looking at the
at
pie.
At the dessert.
I wasn't looking at the pie. It's just a little crust. Sabi ko kay Chico.
Oo, ganun. Tapos ang
well, he kept shooting me dagger looks.
Yes.
Sabi nila, oh, asan si Aubrey? Camera shy ba si Aubrey?
Oh my gosh. I have been trying. I don't know what's going on with TikTok. It says live access needed to go on video.
Hold on.
Weird.
That's what is going very on? Weird. Right. But anyway, we can hear you, so
you'll have to settle for this.
I'm more Gen Z than Aubrey.
That's true. I mean, Chico's already here.
I just have to be like more patient with Lala Aubrey.
Oh my gosh.
Lala Aubrey!
I feel very
the one time attacked. The one time na mas naka-TikTok ako than Aubrey.
Aubrey, para makita ka nila sa camera, you can sakal Chico.
At saka, after she feeds us Tico, I call her Lola.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Thank you
but
to
maybe
Aubrey.
Maybe you can say hello, yeah, para kita, oh, makita wait, nila si just... Aubrey.
Hello!
Hi. There she is.
There's Lola Aubrey.
The slander! I will not stand for this!
La, later I'll teach you how to go on TikTok. Oh. Mamaya pwede ka sa Facebook kasi di ba may Facebook.
Actually, perfect Kasi nawala si Lola Marky.
Si Lola, oh, si Lola exactly. Marky. Exactly. Oo, tama. Kasi ganun talaga kaming mga Gen Z. Maano kami sa mga ganyan.
Parang ayoko nang umupo sa seat na yan. Nagiging lola. Umupo dyan.
Tapos sabi ko, hindi ganyan talaga kaming Gen Z. Magaling kami sa TikTok.
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 TikTok. Not TikTok. TikTok.
Sa TikTok. Oo.
Anyway, right. That's it for the text line.
Okay, so here we go. Do we have some on Twitter?
Oh, yeah, some greets, right?
Some That's right. Greets. Saying hello to my relatives from San Diego, my titas. Special shout out to Tata Bianca. Apparently, she's listening using those, like, the Meta glasses.
Oh, so cool.
I know. I think that's, like, the first time I've seen and saw someone use it after hearing it after so, I don't know, how many months?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Are they the same as the Google glasses? Remember that nauso siya before, tapos medyo nabawal siya in some like clubs?
Oh.
Kasi nga parang it becomes like used for like pervs. Mm. They're spying on you na pala.
Right. And they can record.
You can record. Yeah. So, mamaya in clubs while you're dancing, alam mo yun, you're just having the time of your life. Hindi mo alam, nire-record ka pala.
Right,
alam ko,
discreetly.
That's why it didn't really catch on because a lot of, ano, parang they didn't allow Google glasses
anymore. Sabi ni John Sinai, di alam ni Lola Aubrey na ang alam niya multiply.
MySpace. Oh.
I don't think, hindi ko na ata naabutan yung MySpace. Excuse me.
Grabe yung MySpace.
Wait, MySpace was around the same time as Friendster, right?
Earlier pa.
It's earlier pa. Friendster na abutan.
Remember na, ano, nag-viral before yung mga MySpace photos ni Tom Hardy?
I just
before
know
he became popular.
And a lot of musicians
A lot of musicians.
Yeah.
And ito, hindi, ito literally bago siya nag-artista.
Mm?
And he would post mga thirst traps and people were like losing their shiz.
Really?
Kasi nga parang like, ugh. Like, after this, Google it. Google it, girl. The Tom Hardy MySpace photos.
Sabi Aubrey, nakapag ano ka daw ba? M-I-R-C.
I did not come here this early to get roasted. Got it.
Alam mo, Aubrey, later, itetelegrama ko sa'yo kung paano.
Not the telegram.
Telegrama. Itetelegrama ko sa iyo kung
paano. Papadala niya from the Ebon.
Tas, yeah, diba,
I'll send
ano?
An owl. I'll send a raven.
Tapos diba yun sa Telegram, yun yung merong stop. Diba may ganun yun? Para, tama ba? Yun yung parang, send money, stop.
Stop.
Something, blah, 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 something, stop.
And
I don't know, but may stop.
Every end of like sentence, ganun,
or,
stop.
I don't know eh. Basta parang ganun. Like,
you know how
Telegram.
I know? From Sex in the City. There was an episode na parang somebody sent like a telegram or something and ganon. Parang, yeah. Blah, blah, stop. Blah, blah, stop.
At saka hindi Telegram the app, ha? We're talking Telegram.
No, Telegram. Pero wala nang Telegram ngayon. Like, not the app, but like the
that,
actual
no more, no
thing.
More, no more. Para siyang, ang ano ko anong bata ako, para siyang Morse code. Kasi parang, like, hindi siya full sentences.
Okay.
Para siyang like,
kasi limited lang yung
parang
characters.
Parang give money, stop. Emergency, stop. Basta parang ganun, hindi siya like, kunyari, a letter.
Right.
Kasi nga, a letter, you can write whatever you want, but it takes longer to send.
But Telegram, it's more,
parang
it's faster.
It's faster, so you can't be too wordy.
Oh.
It has to be like, parang short bursts. Basta parang ganun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Parang pager daw ba? Sabi
I don't know. I don't know. Basta alam ko, you go to the, where you send it. Ayan, parang Lily says, yes, limited siya kasi mahal per word. So, apparently, per word.
Oh,
so, you have to be very baroque. Like, padala pera. Sakit, anak. Parang ganon. Yung parang gets mo na yon. Para 4 words lang yung binayaran.
Okay, parang Morse code yun.
Parang Morse code.
Yeah.
Oo.
Alright, also saying hello over on X to Duriana, who says, hello, good morning from the office pantry with Tim Baldemore working while eating. Sabi ni Chinito Ken, huy, behave, estudyante pang magbabasa. That is right. Behave kayo, no roasting. That's enough. Saying hello to Jay Carl de la Cruz. Please greet my friend Cara Tinoco. She's tuned in. Hello. And to my PNF fam. Okay.
They got you, girl. They got you.
I mean, is it bad that I don't know what it... I know that it's something, but I actually don't know what it means either,
but I know it's something.
I just found out when they Marky read it. Marky read the same thing, so... Okay, next!
You know, I think it's a seat thing, but
Oh, that's what it means. Okay.
Okay, next. I also found out what it meant.
Somebody sent it's a text line.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. Okay, and to Sergey, who says, salamat sa multilingual birthday blend kay Mrs.
Yes.
Kung ni-replay sa YouTube.
That's
naka-pressure
nice.
Yung pa-top up. Pwede pa rami na lang tayo dito.
Joke. Pwede rin naman.
All right, and that's what we got for X. Yep.
Okay, so we've got our top 10 for today, and they lived. Let's start off with Mike Ferrer.
Number 10.
And they lived from paycheck to paycheck, waiting for the next payday to arrive. Like today. It's payday.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it takes a while for you to get out of that.
I know. That slump.
Yeah, that slump.
Sadly, sometimes it's a lifelong struggle. Mm. You know, iba-iba ang struggle ng tao. Sometimes it's financial. Sometimes it's emotional. Mm. Sometimes it's spiritual.
True.
You know, so it becomes really difficult when... Kasi ito, it's literally survival.
Yeah.
You know, you're fighting for your survival. So
right.
Paycheck to paycheck, you try to make ends meet. It's harder when you have kids because, you know, you have to put them through school and, you know, clothe them and feed them.
And then it's also harder to take risks, like financial
risks. It's very hard
risks,
to take risks.
Investments and stuff like that. Parang medyo you tend to... You know, go with whatever is safe kasi nga you have other responsibilities. But that could also be very limiting.
Ito na rin yung ano, ito na rin yung kapit sa patalim. Diba, if you watched Squid Game, remember the lead character?
Yeah.
He owed some loan sharks money and he had zero funds. So when he came across a certain amount, he bet everything in horse races and he lost. So he was like zero. So the very few that he had, he lost. Because it's desperation.
Yeah,
desperate times call for desperate measures.
That's why he ended up playing the Squid Games. So, yeah. And from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number 9.
And they lived happily forever after, surrounded by their beloved pets and finding endless joy in being fur parents.
Oh.
Alam mo talaga, if you've never... Ako naman, I don't judge yung people who are not into pets. Because you really won't... You won't know the joy until you've actually tried it. And I'm not talking about like you go to a dog cafe or a cat cafe. Mm-hmm. You spend a couple of minutes petting, you know, the animals. I'm talking about... Siguro this is also how parents feel about having kids. Yung the difficulty of raising them is also what makes the joy like
more powerful,
twofold.
Yeah,
kasi nga parang nagdaan kayo dun sa taking care of them when they're sick, bringing them to the vet, feeding them when you know you have so many things to do, but you still have to like walk them, feed them, you know, spend quality time with them. So yeah, I mean only fur parents will know what I'm talking about.
Do you have pets, Aubrey?
I have a pet fish. It's not really a fur pet. But my tita did have a dog for, I don't know, a couple years. Her name is Charlie. And yeah, although I didn't really take care of the dog firsthand, I do understand.
The joy.
Yeah,
because there's just something
about comfort.
Unbridled joy kasi sila.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't have bad moods. Like, the only time they're not in the mood is if they're not feeling well.
Yeah, and you're Pero, always, like, the best part of their day.
You are the highlight
you
of their day.
You are their world.
Like, I read this article na parang most people who work have pets. You don't realize literally every minute, every second after you leave until you come home, they're just thinking of you. They're just anticipating your return. Mm. They're just wondering where you are and why they can't spend time with you. So, yeah, you are the highlight of their day. So, I love them so much. Coming from Glenn Latonero.
Number 8.
Katawa ko sa entry niya. Very, very food-centric. Okay. And they lived happily ever after until they discovered the wonders of the air fryer. Suddenly, everything became a crispy golden adventure.
Oh my gosh, the air fryer!
Somebody's into their air fryer.
That's. I love my air fryer.
I know, right?
I love it.
I have yet to use an air fryer.
Really?
I do not own an air fryer.
Well, last night, I reheated, because normally if I don't eat, like if I order fried chicken, tapos I don't get to eat it, usually I don't end up eating it, the leftovers na kasi parang hindi na siya crispy.
Yeah.
But I refried it in my air fryer. Oh my gosh, it was like bago ulit, bagong prito levels.
We keep telling ourselves that we would buy one because everyone says like it's really the healthier alternative. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We just, maybe because we haven't really tried it. Feeling ko, pag din try namin yan, we'd be like, oh, this is wonderful.
And
why did
also,
it take so long?
You can bake with your air fryer. You can make like lasagna and stuff. I made baked sushi recently with my air fryer.
See, baby whale, ma oven toaster. Like, kaya niya magluto. Hindi man luto. Yeah.
Kasi parang same din eh. Yeah.
Same concept, right?
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
From Sophia.
Number seven.
And they lived missing opportunities while being stuck in shoulda, woulda, coulda. Oh, that's sad.
That hurts.
So life kind of just passes you by. Kasi parang...
Nasa-stuck
ka. Di ka maka-get over it.
Yeah.
Yung, for example, okay, in love, because you're
hung up on somebody else,
hindi mo nare-realize may mga dumaan na pala sa buhay mo na this could have been great, you know, could have been good together. But you didn't give them the time of day because you were hung up on somebody else.
Okay lang din naman. I mean, kung saan ka masaya.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, sometimes the regret of missing it that comes after the opportunity, that's just what pains you the
And
most.
Sometimes you didn't even know that you missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, you're distracted. And that's... Well, it's not sad because you didn't know, right? Pero I guess from an omniscient point of view, parang ang sad.
Like,
ang sad nung like, yung di ba minsan sa movies, yung papakita nila na nagdaanan na yung the people who are looking for each other without realizing that they were inches away from each other. They just missed seeing each other.
Sina-set up na kayo ng universe, but you're like, it didn't happen.
Very Sleepless in Seattle? Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan, they kept
right.
passing by each other.
They had no idea. It was they like had the each other. They were talking to.
Na sila na pala yung kausap nila because they were corresponding and they didn't know that they were already seeing each other in cafes. And as you I know, remember, that was one of the first time that we encountered Starbucks.
Right.
Remember? Kasi wala pang Starbucks dito
sa
Philippines.
Seattle pa lang.
Oh, really?
I kind of mix it up with You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail. Ako
yung
din.
Yung Sleepless in Seattle.
Medyo nalilito rin
mail.
Ako. I don't
Saan
know which is which.
Saan yung nag-meet sila sa rooftop of a hotel? Doon yun yung ending.
You Got Seattle. Sleepless in Mail.
Lapo. Basta one of those.
And on top of what?
The Empire State Building ba?
Oh, kasi hindi na Sleepless in Seattle yun. Baka You Got Mail.
Sabi ni Teta, that's Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, there.
Because I remember being unsatisfied with how Sleepless in Seattle ended. Like, I watched it once and then I was like, oh, I don't understand. Like, kasi super hype siya, diba? So,
super.
I watched it. Tapos parang I don't know. I just felt unsatisfied. Feeling ko bitin yung ending. Like, I wanted more, but, you know, that's all I got.
Yeah. To be honest, that was the era of the rom-com. That was the golden age of the rom-com that I never got into. To be honest, hindi rin ako fan nung the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movies. Like, I watched them. I enjoyed them. Pero hindi ako yung parang gets. Yung parang like, wow,
yeah.
I love this. Hindi ako mag-ganun.
I mean, because I watched
even
them.
Even Harry Met Sally, even that, I wasn't really into
I watched those medyo in the 2000s na, you know, just parang like, minsan nakita ko on TV or
parang
something.
Parang vintage na siya.
Vintage na siya. So, ako may pre, ano na ako, parang judgment because alam ko nga na, oh, these were such popular movies back in the day. So, when I watched them, I had a certain expectation. Kaya parang okay, gets. Parang, ay, parang yun na yun. That's it.
I like the era of Four Weddings and a Funeral, My Best Friend's Wedding, that era. I love
which
that
came
era.
First, though?
Ay, nauna tong mga to. Yung mga
Sleepless
in Seattle.
Yeah, okay.
Nauna to. And coming from Galactus Intolerance.
Number six.
And they lived all their lives hiding from the people they owed money from. Oof, that's not
very
good life.
Bad.
Ito yung mga ano, utang kayo ng utang, tapos tatakbuhan nyo, and you have to leave.
Right.
Para you have to go somewhere else.
Para fugitive. Yung mga nagiging secret agents.
Yun, exactly.
Kayin mo na yung old totoo. Character mo para hindi ka na mahanap.
Right. Usually, a lot of the ones who become secret agents who work for the government are actually like may mga criminal records sometimes. Kasi nga sila yung willing to undertake the dangers.
Yeah.
And because they don't have any other choice. They don't have a life.
Yeah.
Very, ano, Suicide Squad.
Mm.
Diba? Mm. Yung they get the all-out villains and it's like you have to do the government's work.
Like or dirty work.
Or we will like they put explosives on their back of their heads or we'll blow your head off.
Oh my God.
You know, medyo may ganong level, right? And from the dry one.
Number five.
And they lived pasulyap-sulyap lang sa isa't isa. Pero makikita mo sa mga mata nila that they deeply care for each other. Hindi lang nila tinuloy ang romantic relationship, probably for the best, kahit na alam nilang mahal na mahal nila ang bawat isa.
Oh.
Ito yung ano, yung, I don't know for what reason, but there's a reason why they didn't push through with it. Maybe. But you can tell it's still there.
Yeah, you know, maybe things didn't happen. Maybe it was for the best that
yes.
it didn't happen.
Yeah, and even if alam mong it's for the best, it doesn't make it any easier.
It
yeah,
still stings. Right.
It still stings.
Still hurts.
From Rhyme and Reason.
Number four.
And they lived and died not knowing how it could have been if they only were a little bit more patient with each other or that they tolerated that one annoying habit of another or maybe communicated their feelings better. Mm. Ito yung
maybe it could
kayo,
have been resolved, pero
naiisip mo sometimes na
did you try hard enough?
Or yung parang hindi mo na realize pero you, the universe knows na it would have taken a minimum of effort.
Kita natin si Aubrey parang naman they see our
parang alam mo yun it would have taken a very like a bare minimum.
Yeah,
right.
And but, you could have made it work but
then
you didn't.
Again, you know, maybe again it didn't work out even if there was like say the universe really is trying to push the both of you together. It didn't work out because you didn't have the patience. So if you didn't yeah. have the patience, then maybe yan na talaga yun. That's the answer to the universe's
true.
Sign. It really
true.
Wasn't meant to be. You didn't have the patience to wait. So.
And from Al Macchiato.
Number three.
And they lived happily until the first night they slept in bed together. And the wife, who's a light sleeper, realized her husband snores like an angry hippo.
Oh no! Wait, pero may mga ano na dyan? May solution na dyan? Diba there's like this tape?
A tape?
Tape? Like tape? You put it over your nose. Yeah. I've seen it on TV before. Parang you just... I don't think it's uncomfortable at all. It's like
okay.
a strip of tape that you put on the bridge of your nose.
Okay.
And
okay.
then that kind of prevents you from snoring.
I do oh. know that there are masks to prevent. Is it a mask or it kind of like covers your mouth?
Yung
I don't know
very
if it's a
Bane,
mouth guard.
Parang
very
yeah. lang ako sa tape. Kasi at least the tape parang mas oh, ano naman yun.
Right, because at least you could still
breathe
properly.
You can breathe. Yung mask, bakit you might have a hard time breathing.
Right.
I know, right?
Yeah, pero I
hindi,
think...
tsaka uncomfortable. Kasi ako pa naman, when I sleep, minsan padapa. So if I have a mask...
Oh, but that is so bad for you,
I know.
But that's like
I
one
know.
Of the worst sleep positions,
I
sabi
know,
nila.
I know, it's the worst.
Wait, let me look for the anti-snore tape. Ah, there's also mouth taping.
I
mouth
don't like
taping?
That mouth
so
taping.
Mouth taping, yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Let's see. Oo nga.
I don't like the idea.
Pero parang nakita ko, so I don't know where I saw it, maybe on TikTok, parang nilalagay lang siya sa nose. Eh, gabi naman yung mouth taping.
Oo
parang
nga.
Doesn't sound fun.
Right?
Like, it's sleep. You're supposed to be sleeping. You're supposed to be very comfortable when sleeping. I don't know how you'll be comfortable
so
with that.
Okay, so the tape, parang siyang vertical. Hindi siya horizontal na nakatakip sa mouth mo fully.
Paano ba
siya?
Same!
So, it's like a strip of tape. Na pa ganun.
Still.
Ganito ka. Like,
that's going to be like horrible. I'd feel abducted if I have like a tape over my mouth.
Yeah. But maybe, I don't know. Baka healthy rin siya for mouth breathers.
Oh, maybe.
Kasi
oh,
when
maybe.
You wake up, but that's when you have a sore throat. Ganyan, because you were breathing through your mouth and you're not even aware because you were asleep.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe that prevents it. Because
I guess.
If naka-close yung mouth mo, then you're forced to breathe through your nose.
True. Hmm. And from Nelson Much.
Number two.
And they lived... Sorry. Diba sabi nila, don't go to bed angry with each other. Kaya ayun, they lived awake ever after.
Kasi galit sila eh.
Sabi kasi nila, don't go to sleep mad. So hindi sila natulog.
My God.
Imbis na magbate.
Wala na lang tulugan.
I know, right?
Let's just stay awake.
Yeah, let's just stay awake. You know what? Don't go to sleep angry. Well, I'm angry. So I'm not going to sleep. Yeah. And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
Comes from Rice Cake Ian.
Rice Cake Ian says.
And they lived in that one brief moment forever. Holding that close to their hearts. Before they said their final farewell.
Wow. Mm. Parang very ano to. Brian McKnight one last time.
I know, right?
Or Ariana Grande.
Kasi the moment we said our final goodbyes where we never saw each other again, I will hold that moment forever. I will keep that moment with me forever. Whew. Tapos rin-replay mo yung final words niyo to each other.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You take care, chica babes. I will.
No one, you put it that way. Have you ever had like such a powerful goodbye?
Oh yes.
Yung alam mo na that that was it.
Yes.
Mm.
I had such an embarrassing. Okay, we were in the mall right in front of you.
I know this. You have to hear this, Aubrey.
All right, you were in the mall,
and then we said goodbye. I was like, yeah, this is it. So I guess this is it. Goodbye. Bye. So I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Siya din, I walk away. And then I just had this weird thing come over. I'm usually a very cool person. Like, chill lang ako. Like, wait, no! So I like, turned around, tried to look for the person. Like, nasan siya? And di ko alam kasi kung saan siya literally pumunta. Na, ano ba, magsa-shopping ba muna siya? Or didiretso na dun sa, like, to go somewhere, to go back home?
Uh-huh,
or
uh-huh.
Nakasakay na ba siya somewhere? Or like, oh my gosh. Like, running around first floor, second floor, third floor, fourth floor, back down, third floor, back down, second floor, and then basement, and then the perimeter of the
oh my God!
Like a madman.
Oh.
I never,
did you
find the hindi ko na siya nakita. So talagang literally,
that was
it
the
was
last
like,
time.
It was a moment of panic.
But that was literally your last glimpse of the person?
Hindi naman. Pero at the time, yes. I mean, it was practically a goodbye, but yeah.
You know, I feel
but
like...
That was so weird. Like, it's so not me.
I mean, I feel like it could be dramatic, but... No, wait, embarrassing, but at the same time, why does it also seem like something from... It's kind of like... Yung aalis na sa airport.
No,
it's
exactly.
That.
Pero minus the... Well, minus it was anticlimactic the, because right. Hindi ko naman siya nakita.
Hindi mo nahana.
Hindi mo nahana. Pero usually that ends with them seeing each other at the...
Yeah.
Like, right before boarding the plane.
Oh my God.
And then one last passionate kiss.
As in.
Pero talagang like literally...
So you were hoping for that, but you didn't
get it. I was hoping
it
for that. It didn't happen. Pero yun nga, parang like... Because you know me, I'm very like, okay, then bye.
Yeah.
Pero like yun, that was a one and only time. That I kind of like had a panic attack.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not ready to say goodbye.
But you were overcome.
I was, yeah.
With like emotions.
Oh, yes. Wow. But there you go. And we do have two more batches coming right up. But when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
And we'll give you the Morning Crush as well in a bit for run on the monster.
The Morning Crush on TMR.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Morning Crush.
Okay.
Before we switch to Facebook. Okay, so who's your Morning Crush?
You know, I it was very surprising for me. I have a couple crush.
Not surprising. You've done a couple.
A couple crush. Like
they're a couple.
A couple of those.
Well, not
or
really.
Or it's more like, a couple like a lot.
In the show, they are a couple.
Oh.
Because only because they are so not my usual type.
Okay.
But I'm really in love with the on-screen couple.
Mm.
Na parang like
baka partly because of their chemistry.
It's the chemistry. And okay, I'm talking about Donald Glover and Maya Erskine. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. Well, in the show Mr. and Mrs. Smith, she said she's half Japanese, half Scottish.
Oh.
But I don't know about the actress. If she's really like half the... Para siyang Bjork.
Oh.
Bjork-ish.
That type
looking.
Of beauty.
That type of beauty. And both Donald and Maya are not your... Remember, the original was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. I mean, it's like, you know, your typical white standard of beauty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... Like it's insane. Their chemistry is really insane. I just found myself really crushing on them. Like literally walang nangyayari, and I'm just like watching them talk to each other about the most mundane thing. It's not even exciting what they're talking about. Sometimes they talk about food and I'm like, okay, just keep talking. Yeah, they're so I don't know what it is. Like, what sorcery is this?
Pero benta sila sa'yo.
Bentang benta sila sa'kin.
Well, since...
And I'm sure that's part of why I like the show so much.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's even the show or if it's them.
I think
them.
You're just enjoying them.
Maybe.
So much.
I really love their chemistry. It's
since
insane.
Since you featured a couple today, let me also feature a couple.
Okay.
Because I was trying to decide between these two cast members from Survivor Australia. But why not just feature them both? Because...
Why
they
not?
Were kind
why
of
not?
A couple.
They
right.
are.
In
well,
the show.
Ish.
Okay, because then the show,
Showmans.
It's Rebels
Showmans.
Versus Titans versus Rebels.
Versus Rebels.
So they were part of the, well, they're part of the Rebels tribe in case hindi ka pa nanonood. I don't want to spoil it. And they had an alliance, the Cuddle Alliance, because like from the get, diba, they decided to sleep beside each other.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them, actually. So they were like part of the Cuddle Alliance. Sila yung dalawang magka-cuddle. Tobias and Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the
Gorgeous.
Two of them. So.
Same.
Okay. So I was just going to feature Sarah today because I just think she has one of the prettiest faces I've ever seen on Survivor.
Agree.
Like across all franchises. Her name's Sarah Moore. So Sarah _ Moore _ on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a firefighter.
And gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Pero,
in an effortless way.
Yun. Yung gorge, yung beauty niya, it's not so much like a model kind of beauty, but more like a girl next door.
Mas commercial yung beauty
girl.
Niya, hindi editorial.
Catalog.
It's catalog.
Catalog
because it's
beauty.
Like, it's the kind of beauty that most people across the board would find attractive.
And it's relatable.
Relatable. Non-intimidating.
Ditto for me. Pwede ko ring morning crush yung dalawang.
I just love,
just gorgeous.
I just love Sarah. So Sarah _ Moore _. And then the boy that I'm talking about is Tobias.
Not a boy, he's a man.
Okay. I love how you immediately covered your mouth after
I mean,
saying that. You're like, whoa.
I mean,
think
if you,
think
if you,
Bella Porch. Bad boy.
Yes.
Oh my, like the epitome of a bad boy.
The quintessential bad boy.
Actually, not just looks wise. Even the way that he conducted himself in the game.
Yeah.
That he behaved himself.
Yung medyo trash talker.
Tapos every time they would win, mag-L sign siya dun sa kalaban.
Forehead,
losers, ganon. So at first, I was like, I was was on the fence. Hindi ko sure kung okay, cute siya, pero parang nata-turn off ako kasi masyado siyang intense.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I realized, oh my gosh, now I know who he reminds me of a little bit, Michael Fassbender. And I have a huge crush on Michael Fassbender. Mm-hmm. I love my Fassy. But this guy, kind of like Michael Fassbender. Yung Insta handle niya is It's Tobes. So it's, I think, _TOBES. So It's Tobes. Look for him.
Okay.
Tell us what you think.
And they seem to be like the polar opposites.
Si Sarah kasi raised on shiny.
Sweet and sunshine and smiles and butterflies and cotton candy. Tapos si Tobias.
Blood.
Is like blood and gore and motorcycles and grease.
Oh. And leather.
Leather.
Oh my gosh. So it's that dynamic. Rips.
Yeah, that kind
very,
of thing.
Very, very sexy. Yeah. What about you? Do you have a morning crush, Aubrey?
You know, I felt a bit pressure to look for a couple to follow up that you guys have. But don't worry, I have one. I've been watching this K-drama called My Demon.
Oh,
and
me too.
So, you know,
I know them.
Song Kang and Kim Yoo-jung, the main couple there. I love them. Absolutely love them. Like, yeah. At first, I didn't even think that I was going to like. Because, like, I saw Song Kang from, like, Nevertheless.
Yes.
Like, that one K-drama where he was, like, a red flag.
Yes.
And I didn't really feel attracted to him. But, like, here, I think it's the way they interact with one another. It's more of, like, they can be serious when they have to. But they can be total simps for one another if they could. Like, they're totally down for one another. And I love that. I love that. I don't know if it's me wanting a relationship like that or, I don't know, I just love them so much.
Well, you know, since it's like Valentine week, I think it's perfect that we featured couples on the Morning Crush today.
Perfect.
So there you go. That's the Morning Crush on the Morning Rush. We'll see you guys on Facebook Live in just a little bit. That's facebook.com/rx931. We'll also go live on YouTube and Twitch rx931 for everything. Only on the Morning Rush all the way until 10 right here on the Monster.
Monster RX 93.1, and just like that, it is time for the top 10, and we are live on Facebook this time.
Yes, now we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube and Twitch, so please join us at RX 931 for everything. Good morning to everybody who joined us earlier on TikTok. Hopefully you can join us now on FB. Hello, good morning to these texters as well. Dan Lester Ariel says, my morning crush is La Grande Dame from UK versus
Honestly.
According to Ariel, I'm attracted to that mug and drag and yung mababang voice niya.
Actually, in and out of drag.
Yeah.
Like,
just so
gorgeous.
Attractive. Yeah.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Pero ang isa pong morning crush ko from UK versus the world, Kata Minaj.
Kata Minaj! Sorry.
Masyadong na-excite.
Yeah, Kata Minaj.
Kata Minaj, out of drag.
Ganun lang pala, hindi Kata Minaj!
Naging Oprah ka
doon. Naging Oprah.
Hello, good morning also to Edricans. I was secretly wishing Ari to feature Mimi in one track, not knowing it's going to be sooner rather than later, and it's on Yes and Yes. Exactly. We talked about it for tea earlier. That's going to be released tomorrow, so we're all excited for that. Sophia says, air fryers are amazing for when you get fries delivered and they're soggy. Now try it.
Right. Like, I have a lot of friends who told me that, grabe, the fries that they'd order, even if it's left after an hour, it's all soggy, it's all oily, but then it's like magically rejuvenated after.
Honestly, I'm kind of team soggy when it comes to fries.
Really? Why?
But why? I kind of like it when it's like a little bit soft. Surprise, huh?
I know. I'm talking about fries. Yeah, that's it's so yucky.
I mean, it's not yucky.
It is.
It's still texture, edible.
I mean, it's
fair.
Edible, but.
No, parang it's a nice, I don't know. It's something different. Parang kasi pag puro crunchy, parang wala lang.
No, it's ano naman crunchy on the outside, soft and fluffy on the inside.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I like soggy. Sabi nung friend ko si Ray, team soggy din daw siya.
Really? That is so weird.
It's good. I don't know about you guys. I enjoy
well,
I
mean,
a
few
weeks.
Yawn. Okay.
Ako din, mag-iilaw ako. Ay, ang liwanag. Wait.
Okay.
It's a lot. It's a lot of light. Okay. Hello as well to Mrs. John, who says, gusto ata ni Hazel mamasama sa... Yeah, sa fries. Masarap naman. Yeah, I like that. Good morning to Jimbo Limbo and also... Oh, he sent us like photos and a video of his fur baby.
Oh.
Very cute. Hello to George and also... 70 George. What about Ferris and Kirby? For some reason, my chemistry sila for me from Survivor Australia.
No!
Hello! Magkalaban nga yung dalawa.
Kalabang mortal
Ferris,
nga
yes,
sila.
Morning crush. Ferris. Parang next ko na yan na nakapila. Cause I think
we'll do a Survivor morning crush. So siguro next week.
Well, I mean, hello, Sarah and Tobias.
Yeah. I mean, so, the rest. Marami pa eh.
Marami pa? I'm only thinking of Ferris. Who else? Valeria?
A little bit. Yeah.
Sino pa bang naiisip mo? Garrick?
Nathan?
Raymond?
Nathan?
Ah, Nathan. Mm. Parang ako not so much.
Not so much talaga. Oh, well, yeah. It's okay surprising lang. Ha? Because usually you like the alpha males. The
Tobias. That's why I like Tobias.
It was, yeah. A version of it. No?
Not so. I don't know
you
why.
You know why? Kasi I think Nathan is not parang not so smart.
Maybe.
Medyo may ganung vibe.
He seems a little vanilla compared to Tobias.
Well, I do get it. Mm. I do get it.
You get it for sure. Hello to Maxim. Morning crush niya daw si Kwak Na Yoon. A Korean theater actress. She's so pretty. Oh. KwakNayoon. Kwak Na Yoon.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Hi to Cyril, not the lolification of Aubrey. Sabi niya, Helena, you're next daw. Nakapila na sa lolification.
Oh, no.
Butter Baby says, parang gusto ko rin manghingi ng tikoy kay Aubrey.
Ang sarap.
And iba-ibang kinds.
I might get again. Pag nag-Facebook in between.
Can I get show more? You. Ito-taste test namin. Hello to I Am Chai. And good morning to Bogs, to Tanes. Hello to Renz and Mitch. We also have, hold up, Dangio, Sophia, Yon Tifian says, mas may luma pang Mr. and Mrs. Smith before Brangelina. I remember watching it on ABC 5 with my brother nung bata kami. 1996 TV show?
Actually, really? Four versions, apparently.
Oh.
I really got into a deep dive kasi I really ended up loving the show. And
really?
Apparently, there were four versions.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'll check it out. Hello to Angeli, Morning Crush, Diane Kolev. Okay, and she sent us a link to the Instagram account. Hello to Edrikins, also to Hody H, Coco, John Paolo. Good morning to Willie the Man. And Sabina, I gave my wife a sack of rice instead of the usual flowers for Valentine's Day.
Oh!
Oh, practical.
Well, yeah, it's...
Interesting.
I mean, you can eat rice. You can't eat flowers.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
I'm not sure how romantic that is, but okay. A lot of Justin, Sayana, and good morning as well to Lee. And I think that's it for the text line for now. Oh, there you are, Aubrey.
Hi. All right.
Do you have some more shout-outs? Maybe on Facebook?
On Facebook, let's see. Saying hello to Ronchi Gumarao, saying please shout out from Qatar. Oh, hello. Michael Ranyosa says, good morning, everyone. Lee Capilla Evangelista says, hi again, Rushers. Hi, Chico, Hazel, and Aubrey. Oh my gosh, my echo though.
Yeah, turn off your mic. There you go.
There, okay, there we go. And let's see. Rosalita says, hi DJs, have a nice day ahead of you guys. You too. Hope you have a great one. And I think that's it for now.
Okay, right. a little FU follow up. The original Mr. and Mrs. Smith was by Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock?
In 1941, with Carol Lombard and Robert Montgomery. And then the 1996 TV series starred Scott Bakula and Maria Bello.
Oh.
Yeah. And then that was followed by the 2005 Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brangelina, and then the new one with Donald Glover and Maya Erskine.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's been around. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of, And They Lived. Let's start off with, let me see here, with Farmer Sanchez.
Number 10.
And They Lived Under the Radar. Far from the hustle and bustle, far from the mapanghusgang society and online validation. Ito yung you didn't put it out there. So you're not putting it on social media, you're not sharing it online. Ano kayo? Very under the radar. At saka, there's a difference between secret and under the radar.
Right.
Under the radar just means you're just
low profile.
Low key. Very
right.
Low key. And coming from Tampupu.
Number nine.
And they lived forever waiting for the perfect love, completely missing out on real love.
Especially for people who fall in love with like fictional characters,
yes.
Right? Or
yes.
With their mga opas or whatever.
Totoo yan.
You know
Aubrey,
what I mean?
Ha, makinig ka.
Yung mga the parasocial relationships.
It's the way tumingin ka kasi sa
akin.
I
got
that. No, diba? Kasi parang you feel like...
Nasa sense na namin eh.
It's like... How can regular people compare? You know what I mean? Because
right.
Yung mga yun, you don't know them naman. You don't know the ugly side to
that's
them.
True.
Right.
You only see all the good stuff. So, you obviously, you know naman, you idealize them. And then it's so difficult to actually fall for someone with flaws. Someone real.
That is definitely the case. And coming from Al Macchiato.
Number eight.
Sorry, Maxim the Winter. They lived as if they were the kings and queens of the road, them e-bikers.
May issue tong isang to. Madami
talaga may issue sa e-bikers.
I thought it was going to be some sort of grand, empowering thing, and then we got to the end, e-bikers.
I know, right?
Parang I'm gonna get an e-bike tuloy.
I know, right?
Sounds interesting. I mean... Especially, kunyari, for me. I mean, I just go around Ortiga Center anyway.
Uh-oh.
Well, it might be nice.
I think naman kasi, like, if it's, like, within the village or yung mga ganon, I think it's fine. It's really a bit more difficult when you're on the main roads.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, they're a little slower and a lot of them are not really, like, kasi diba, they're not registered yet. You don't really need, like, a license for them. So,
right.
Medyo unregulated siya. So, there's a tendency for it to become a little lawless. You know? And you think, oh, I'm an e-bike. I don't have to follow the rules.
Yeah.
Diba, may ganong tendency. But, to be fair, not just the e-bikes. You also have the same... Not saying all, but with a lot of, like, motorcycle riders, bike riders, bicycle riders. Diba, medyo may ganon na... Because of the size, you think the law doesn't apply to you? So, minsan stop, naka-red light, pero mag-go pa rin sila because they're smaller. That becomes a problem, you know, from a driver's point of view. And coming from Juice Blank.
Number seven.
And they lived happily settling in their beachfront property. Swimming with the sea turtles. Well, that's the dream.
Wow.
That is the dream. I know, right? That is really the dream. And from Anti-Sedulous.
Number six.
And they lived until their old age, not knowing the happiness and the hardships they could have had if they only took the chance. Kumbaga, the good and the bad. Because they never went for it, you'll never know.
Ikaw ba,
how
Aubrey,
good or how bad?
Do you consider yourself a risk taker or do you tend to go for what's safer?
I think medyo may pagkasigurista kasi ako. So I might go for the safe. But I have been getting advice from lots of people to tell me, no, just put yourself out there. So we're currently working on that. Let's see.
And especially at your age, now is the time to be a risk taker, you know?
Yeah.
Because you can play it safe maybe a little later on, diba?
Right.
But
when I'm an actual Lola now.
When you're an actual Lola.
When you're a literal Lola.
But now that you're only quote-unquote Lola Aubrey.
You're Lola-ish.
Sort of. Lola-ish. Like, medj lang.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, ano eh, ako talaga, moderation is the key. You can't be too much of a risk taker. You can't be too safe then.
Right.
I really think, you know, you should have like eras. Mm. You'd have an era where... Yeah, totoo, parang eras tour. Na parang you'll have an era where, oh, F it, you know. Whatever. I'll do what I want to do. And then there's the era where like, you know what? Maybe it's time to stay on the safer side. Or pwedeng ano rin.
Or it depends on what aspect of your life.
What aspect of your life?
Like, for example, maybe career-wise, you're more the type na, okay, I don't want to take risks. I want to go for whatever is sure na. But then love, maybe, diba? Uh-oh. You might be the type to take risks when it comes to love. So.
That's true.
Maybe.
And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number five.
And they lived happily until dumating yung mga panggulo. Ano nga ba tawag dun? Oh, yeah, kids.
Oh.
Ay, pero a lot of couples go through that. Ah. They say naman it's just a stage. Pero alam mo yung...
It's just a phase.
I mean, they don't love them any less.
They don't love them any less. Right. Hello, obviously. But it's more like they miss the days when it was just the two of them. Because remember, I mean, usually you've spent years together as boyfriend, girlfriend, and then you get married, and then maybe a couple of more years married na without kids. So, substantial yung life nyo together. And then when you have kids, suddenly your lives are upended, and it's all about the kids. So you kind of miss those days where you, on a whim, you can just go on an out-of-town trip, spend overnight somewhere, spontaneous gimmick, and you kind of miss it. You know, you kind of miss it. And usually you go back to that pag ano ka na, empty nest ka na ulit.
Like when they're done with when school, they have their own lives.
They have their own lives na, ayaw na nilang sumama sa inyo. Then you can experience it again, rediscover each other.
You know, there's this one thing that I saw online, like someone on X posted something like, before your kid's birthday, it should be a thing to like go on a date na the married couple lang. Kind of like to celebrate or to reminisce the times na...
Oh.
Wala pa yung, like, before the kids, before anything. And then the next day, you can go back to your kids and have a fun day together.
Di ba nga they say, they really have to. And they even train their kids. Ha? I know couples na, like, kunyari once a week or once every 2 weeks, they will have a date night without the kids.
Mm.
And
well,
the
it's kids, a luxury if you have people who can
if
help
you, have
you
people,
out.
Whether you have the yayas or the grandparents.
Titos, titas.
Yes. And they just try to make it a point to always have a date night. Yun nga, kahit once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Para you don't lose that special connection you have with your partner.
And
kasi
it's
sometimes
special.
The only connection that's left is, well, the children.
And it's important for the children to be taught that at an early age, that the parents also need time na sila lang. Diba yung hindi lang laging like, what about me? How come I'm not kasama with that one? It's good to train them very early on. Kasi pag kinagisna na nila yon, they won't be as bratty. Na, no, I want to go with you wherever you're going. Alam na nila na, di ba, this is mama and papa's...
I have two words for you.
What?
Boarding school.
That's a little intense. You could just train them, you know.
Boarding school. It's on the other side of the spectrum.
alam mo, Mrs. Trunchbull.
Mrs. Trunchbull.
Hindi, pero nag-gets yung parang ano, yung ipapadala mo sa ganun.
No, more like ano.
I was thinking more along
more
the lines
like
of...
More like Meredith from the Parent Trap.
I was thinking that.
Ako parang Mrs. Minchin.
Mrs. Minchin! Hindi yata kilala ni Aubrey yun.
Hindi mo nakilala si Mrs. Minchin.
I've only heard.
Princess Sarah.
Yeah, I haven't. Hindi ko na tanabot.
Princess Sarah. And coming from Mike Ferrer.
Number four.
And they lived being each other's trophy wife and trophy husband, when in fact, they both have separate, happy, but secret love lives when the lights are off and the cameras are not on.
Oh.
Ah. Ito yung mga ano, ito yung mga showbiz, showbiz, quote-unquote, marriages or love teams.
Oh. Yung,
of course, they have to be together right. on screen or even, quote-unquote, off-screen kasi nga that's part of their appeal, diba?
Mm-hmm.
But secretly, they're in love with other people.
Yung iba nga, they're so brave eh, na na-photograph pa together with the other
person. With the other, person. Yeah. Pero minsan kasi, it's justifiable. Yung kunyari, group shot,
or parang, ay, group kasi, trip ano lang, to we wherever. We have a business together or something
oo,
like that.
Oo, mga ganon. Pero actually, they're together. Right? Diba? May mga ganon din kasi. And from Twin D.
Number three.
And they lived with no what ifs, no could have beens, no unanswered questions. Because they went for it, consequences be damned.
I like that.
I like that.
That's nice.
I mean, it's not for everyone. And sometimes the consequences are a little, the price is a little too steep to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But
you shoot your
at
shot
least
anyway.
You know. Yeah. Oh, diba? I mean, better you know than, you know.
Like living the rest of your life with
wondering.
Regrets.
Yeah. From 7070.
Number two.
And they lived happily until the only thing that can tore them apart. Death.
My
God. I mean, as morbid as it is, that's the best case scenario.
Till death do us part.
It means right. that those were your vows. Till that is the only thing that could tear you asunder. You know, physical death. Because otherwise, it would have been a third party or arguments or pride or, you know, arguments over money. So if that is the only thing that separated you, I think you should be grateful.
You were very successful as a couple.
It means as a couple, you succeeded. And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
And they lived comes from Chi-Chi Chronicles.
Chi-Chi Chronicles says.
And they lived thriving in their perfect lives, but at night, secretly mourning the lives they really preferred to live.
Oh, because the perfect life is not necessarily the ideal life.
Yeah. Or maybe it's perfect.
On paper.
But
on
it's
Instagram.
Not, but it's not the life that they wanted. Maybe they wanted to be with somebody else. Maybe they wanted to be alone. Maybe they wanted just a different kind of life.
Yeah. A non-traditional type of life.
Who knows? But there you go. We will stay on Facebook Live, but we'll play a couple of songs in the RX booth. But we'll continue with our final batch of our top 10 for today.
And we'll do a little taste test of Aubrey's Decoy.
Yes!
On Facebook.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, final top 10 for today. So let's do some final greets.
Good morning to Herod, who says, hello, Herod and Audrey. Hi to Yon Tifian, who says, diba that's the highest compliment an Asian gives about a dessert? Hindi siya masyadong matamis.
Right! Definitely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I really like desserts na hindi masyadong matamis. Like, you know. Meron din namang okay na matamis. Like, for example, that pie that, you know, we love.
Ako yung tamis yun ng ano. Yun eh. Gusto ko yung tamis ng unang halik.
So the way you looked so shocked after saying that, you were like,
hindi alam ni Aubrey yun.
Hindi ba niya alam yun? Sino kumanta nun? Tamis ng unang halik? Di ba song yun?
Was it Manilyn or Tina or
basta
something?
Ganun.
One of them, yeah.
Alam ko sagot yun. Eh, sagot
90s yun. 90s
yun.
Oh, yun. Early 90s,
yun ang
my
gusto
gosh.
Ko, yung tamis ng unang halik. Sabi ni Rafael, sabi ni ano, sino yun? Jody BV. Tina Paner, is that
true? Ayan, sabi nga nila si Tina Paner daw yun.
Okay, yeah.
Good morning to Prince and to Max in the winter. Also, saying hello to Catherine and hello from Rainy Sydney from Zarin. Hi, good morning. There you go. That's it for the text line.
As for X, we're saying hello to Jimbo Limbo, who says, good morning. Imagine waking up to the sight of a furball doing acrobatics worthy of the circus at 4 a.m. Oh, they sent a video of their cat.
Oh, that's really cute.
I love it.
Saying hello to Anne Ragasa. Hello. Hi to my mama, Arlene Ragasa, to my papa, Cecilio Ragasa. Hello to my friend, na crush ng bayan ng office, Iliana Zamora. Oh, how does it feel like to be a crush ng bayan?
Ano la, okay lang.
Chill lang.
Okay.
It's not so bad. Parang ano, it's not all it's meant to be. Parang wala naman. Parang,
okay, Chico.
Yeah, no, steady lang. Steady. Alam mo, just don't let it get to your head.
Ay, parang may ano, okay, parang nag-rally yung mga nasa labas, yung office peeps. Parang ano, parang I can feel sa sila a
parang ano lang.
Ay, parang nagpipikit na sa county.
They're banging on the walls now.
Oh,
you better run and hide.
Sa akin, parang ano, parang ano naman, nothing special.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And lalo na if ano, parang if from childhood, ganun na yung experience mo. Parang it's not really special.
Okay, moving on. Saying hello once again to Prince Dent, who says 14 days till Leap Day 2024 and 22 days till International Women's Day.
Oh, okay.
And hello to Kikoman Machine, who says late tune in, almost, oh, happy almost weekend. Oh, happy almost weekend. And that's what we got for X.
All right, so final top 10 for today. Sabi ni John Sine, baka crushed ng bayan. Sarap pisain eh. Grabe yung ang sarap pisain. Anong what do you mean gusto mong pisain?
Kikil siya sa'yo eh.
Kikil. Kikil a cue. Okay, so number list, top 10 for this batch. I'll just read off a lot of the entries that you sent in. And they lived. From Anti-Sedulous. And they lived a very sheltered life after inheriting an undisclosed amount of money, property, and stock options.
Wow. Sarap. Wow.
Recently, I've witnessed it happen to a friend. Like, hindi niya inaakala. From a, and not from ano pa, ha? Not from like direct relative.
Not immediate family.
Like, no. Like mom, dad. But more like, you know, not nuclear, extended family.
Mm-hmm.
Yung bigla na lang niyang nalaman na pinamanahan siya ng like a substantial...
My God!
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, medyo yung masyosok ka na level.
Shocks parang dream scenario.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, of course, kasi if inheritance from like immediate family, that's not good.
That's
but also,
given.
That's not good because it means you lost someone.
Oh, that's true.
That you love. True. Pero kung medyo, alam mo yung malayong relative na that you probably don't even stay in touch with, pero for some reason, ikaw yung chosen one na pinamanahan.
Tsaka hindi mo inaasahan. Alam mo yung you're probably close, but not to the point that you were definitely not, like, for example, an uncle, an aunt.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yung no matter how close, syempre you would expect that it would go to somebody else closer.
Yeah, probably like so, their nuclear family.
Maybe. So you would be really shocked to find out that you're a beneficiary.
Ooh.
And from Wildfire, and they lived long enough to see each other much happier apart. But for me, all's well that ends well. I mean, isn't that the whole point?
Right.
Even you getting together before was in the pursuit of happiness because you thought being together would give you happiness. So,
but you found it somewhere else.
If in the end you were happy apart, whether you found somebody else or you're by yourself, but as long as the end result is that you're happy,
mm-hmm.
Edi, happy ending.
Like it's a bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
But it's,
yeah.
It's still sweet to some extent.
True. And from Sophia. And they lived to continue releasing records, which never quite lived up to their one big breakout hit.
Oh. Was it the sophomore curse?
Yes.
The trouble with one-hit wonders.
No, but can you imagine kung yun nga, kasi at least pag sophomore curse
may
lang.
May chance pa to bounce
minsan
back.
Minsan sa third, sa fourth, pero yung talagang isa lang. I remember, just yesterday, I was reading a tweet about Vanessa Carlton.
A Thousand Miles.
A Thousand Miles. And then she was talking about the bittersweet relationship we had, she has with that song. Because it's her most popular song.
You weren't reading a tweet. You were reading your script for Throwback. Which I wrote.
The exposure.
Oh, no, pala.
Leon, hello. Give credit where credit is due.
The throwback nga pala. Sabi ko ba, saan ko nga ba nabasa yun? Kahapon lang yun eh. Kahapon ko lang nabasa
ako
yun eh.
Ako sabi sa'yo kung saan
mo na. Oh, saan mo na. No, but it's true. Kasi if you listen to Throwback last night, that's what we talked about. Parang nung kinanta siya sa ano, sa White Chicks. Syempre, sumikat siya, di ba?
Yeah.
With Terry Crews, right? That iconic scene.
Yeah.
So what she was saying was, like, it was so big that she could never escape from its shadows. And she was saying, parang, I mean, I'm thankful for it. I mean, it became a huge success. Pero parang, because it was so big, nag-suffer yung subsequent releases niya. Kasi nga lahat, nako-compare doon. Na laging, it's nice, but it's not as good as 1,000 Miles. And, laging ganon.
And as an artist, there's always that pressure to outdo what you've done.
So
and
if you can't outdo it, medyo may...
Yeah, it's kind of like failure at worst.
But at the same time, you're grateful because it's better to have that
than
not have it at all. Exactly. Not have one na ganong kalaki yung impact.
And another one, ito sure na ako hindi to throwback. Meron ako nakita na reel. So sabi ko, oh, who's this lady? Ay, ang galing niya. Plakado siya. Kinakanta niya yung, I don't wanna wait for this time. Tapos sabi ko, ang galing naman niya. Sino kaya to? Sabi ko, ang galing. Tapos biglang merong, hi, my name is... Sino yung kumanta na?
Paula Cole.
My name is Paula Cole. You may not know me, but, you know, I sang this song. And I was like, why does she need to, like, introduce herself? I mean, we're at that
level,
point
yeah.
where yeah. the Paula Cole has to, like, introduce herself to the younger... Because yeah, she's assuming, she's probably talking to a lot of the kids who didn't
know. Hindi naman siya one-hit wonder.
Kasi
aside
siya one
from
hit,
I Don't Wanna Wait, meron siya yung Where Have All the Cowboys Gone.
Ah,
that's
well,
her
yeah,
song
yeah.
pa na.
That's her song din. Pero gets, kailangan mo pa siya na...
Well, I think, kasi for this generation, you know?
Yun nga, ang ano niya is you probably know the TV show.
Dawson's Creek.
But you might not know that it was me who sang it. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you, John Sine. Sabi niya, hoy, Chico, nisend ko yan kahapon sa'yo.
Strike two.
Yes, let's call him out.
Keep him coming, keep him coming. This is
sinabi
great.
Ko bang sinulat ko yan? Diba sabi ko nga, nabasa ko somewhere. Malay ko ba sa script, tsaka sa Instagram. Nakakatawa lahat sila nag-aano. Sabi ni Edrickens, hala, signs of aging. Ay, nako. And then Emerson was saying, kapatid ba yan ni Gina? Ay, nako. Hindi ko alam kung sino mga kapatid ni Paula Cole. Okay. So, kung may kapatid siyang Gina, oh, edi siguro nga, if you say so.
Okay. Sige.
Coming from Sophia, and they lived constantly on the run, never being able to use their real identities again.
But very witness protection
very
program.
Very witness protection program, very secret agent, again, very Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Maxim De Winter says, and they lived learning nothing because they lived their life thinking they know everything. Totoo yan. People who think they know everything will never learn anything new.
That is true.
Forever Alone says, and they lived a silent and invisible life as fugitives because of their pending warrants. Nakastress yan. Kasi unlike the witness protection program and the secret agent, the people behind you are like are the official people, like the government, the CIA. So legit yung mga backers mo. When you're on the run, when you're on the lam for like an arrest warrant, you're on your own. And yung bago mong identity, di siya legit. You just came up with maybe a fake name or something. Pero when it comes to like your SSS, your passport, hindi siya legit. So there's a chance for you when it comes to like getting caught as opposed to like a witness protection program. Hindi ka mahuhuli doon kasi pinatago ka nga nila eh. From Chinito Ken, and they lived happily together, matchy-matchy with everything. Eventually, even having matching caregivers in the nursing home. But that's, bittersweet. Pero at least they're still
romantic,
together.
Pero you don't imagine it.
Kasi nakaka-iyak. Kasi it's really sad. But at the same time, happy? I don't know. It's a mishmash of feelings. Al Macchiato says, and they lived in the cupboard under the stairs because inflation and interest rates are crazy and no millennial could afford to buy a house anymore. Hugot to, ah.
Oh.
Hugot.
Where is the lie?
I know, right? From Farmer Sanchez, and they lived as magkumpare, quote-unquote, after their romantic relationship to preserve their connection and to still be true to their new lives with their own families and their new wives para they can say without malice na, mare, pahiram muna kay kumpare.
It's giving Grace and Frankie.
Oh my God.
This is also reminding me of a Black Mirror episode. There is one that's just like that.
Just like that?
Kind of like that. I just can't put my finger on it as of now. Anyway.
And the top, and they lived, comes from Al Macchiato.
Al Macchiato says,
and they lived, living their lives, thinking they were the main characters, when in fact, they're not even cameos. More like extras who didn't make the final edit. Wow, that's brutal.
Well, at least they lived with their belief that they are.
Yeah.
They're the main character in their own lives.
In their own stories.
Yeah.
Maybe in the bigger scheme of things, they didn't even make the final edit. Diba ang sad nun si, what's his name? Favorite ko, Jack Whitehall. The British stand-up comic. Who's also an actor in Clifford, the big red dog.
Yeah.
He was telling us the story when he was on Graham Norton. Na parang he had a speaking line in Frozen. And he was so happy. And when it turned out to be like one of the biggest animated movies of all time, he was so thrilled. And then when he watched it, he realized he was edited out. But he was still in the credits because apparently that's how it works pala. You will still be credited.
Even if hindi mo nakita yung
even if they never used your scene.
Right.
You will be in the credits. So makikita mo yung name niya pero
like where was he?
He was not there.
Ouch.
He was edited out.
Alam mo, excited ka pa to watch yourself.
It was a very minor role. Oh.
Where was I?
Mm-mm. Okay, so what about us?
Okay, wait. I think I got one. And they lived contented with one another. Not as happy as they were, but it was enough.
Ooh.
Because, like, okay. There is,
that
like...
That felt real.
You know, going past the honeymoon stage and whatnot. But, you know, not every day is going to be a honeymoon stage. As long as you've got each other, sometimes that's really all you need. And happiness and contentment, there's also that.
Right. Sige, ako. Being clingy Garcia. And they lived happily ever after forever and ever whether you like it or not.
Kahit magprotesta kayo. They don't care.
Kahit magprotesta kayo, wala akong pake. They lived happily ever after. Get it?
Damn.
What?
Okay. Decision. Okay.
Oh, of course.
Sige na nga. Wala pa bang karugtong with...
Hindi, yun na yun. Infinity barrier. Infinity barrier. Ganun. Pwera usog.
with a katropol.
Parang wala namang teacher. Ano daw? Oo. Na-edit out daw yung part.
Ay, grabe. Nasa credits, pero wala sa scene.
Pero wala sa final cut.
Oh, no. That's horrible. Ano ba? And they lived separately, but forever bound by other things.
Oh, I get that.
And also knowing that the love will always be there. Mm-hmm. Minsan ganon, di ba?
Love, Hazel.
Ano lang yan? General.
Ah, okay.
In general.
Okay. If you say so. If you say so.
And they live na binarier yung katropol.
Ayun. Yun na nga. Yun talaga yun.
Wala na. Na box out. But anyway, there you go. I think that's it. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys too. Oh, that was fun.
I know, right? Thank you for the decoy.
Thanks for the decoy.
That was delicious.
I would say anytime, but I think that's the last that we have.
Well,
we enjoyed it. Wow. So there you go.
Ano ginagawa ng grocery?
Pinabili. Okay. Yan ang pala yung papel ko ngayon.
Pwede naman.
Thanks to Jock Aubrey from USC for joining us. Where can they find you?
Oh, you can find me on my Instagram. I'm at aubrey.zip.
There you go. And you can catch her as well. She's like all over the place. Will you be seeing Katrina?
Will you be?
Oh, yeah, I will, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't understand what you said at first.
Okay, so you're still going to be on air.
I will, yeah.
All right. Yay. Stick around. Rhea Rams is up next for the Daily Survey. We'll be back tomorrow for the Friday edition of the show. Marky will also be back tomorrow, only here on The Monster. Bye.
Bye.